My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This dictation was done on September 27th, 2022, and the patient is Gloria Stewart, G-L-O-R-I-A-S-T-E-W-A-R-T, number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, and the aging process. The kidney functions have remained relatively stable with a BUN of 22 from 35, creatinine of 1.57 from 1.45, and a GFR of 36 from 38. There is increasing proteinuria with urine protein, the creatinine ratio of 932 milligrams from 538 milligrams. Period. There is also evidence of chronic bacteriuria with E. coli, which the patient denies any symptoms from, period. The elevation in proteinuria could be related to the uncontrolled diabetes. As well as the bacteriuria, period. For further evaluation of the bacteriuria, which is chronic in nature, we ordered a post-void pelvic ultrasound to further evaluate possible obstructive uropathy, period. We recommend that the patient follows up with a gynecologist or a urologist to rule out any bladder or uterine prolapse, period. However, she verbalizes refusal to do so, period. We encourage her to use 1/3 white vinegar and 2/3 water to wash her vaginal area to maintain acidity and prevent future bacteriuria, period. The patient verbalizes that she does not follow the recommended plant-based diet. However, she has cut back on her intake of processed foods, including beef, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Her A1C is 8.8% from 9.1%. Period. The patient states she ran out of Ozempic samples, which was given to her at the office, period, due to the cost and lack of coverage from her insurance company. She is unable to afford purchase the Ozempic, period. She says whenever she is taking the Ozempic, her diabetes and A1C is usually better controlled, period. We provided her with samples today and encouraged her to follow the diabetic diet, period. She is also taking insulin 70/30 injections, 30 units in the morning, as well as 5-uri 2 tablets in the morning and two in the evening. Period. Next line, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 138 over 76. Patient states her blood pressure at home is usually well controlled, period. She is euvolemic and but is overweight with a BMI of 35, period. We encourage her to decrease her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours and to lose weight, period. She verbalizes that she has cut down from eating a hamburger 3 to 4 times or more a day to just 2 times a day, period. We will refer her to Hannah for diabetic control. Period. Next line. Urinary tract infection. Patient has chronic bacteriuria with E. coli. She refuses to see a gynecologist or a urologist for further evaluation. Period. We will order a postvoid pelvic ultrasound for further analysis. Period. She is currently asymptomatic. Period. Next line. Hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continuous subastatin. Period. Next line. Hypothyroidism. Continue with replacement therapy. The patient has elevated TSH levels of 6.16 from 6.53. We increased her levothyroxine from 100 micrograms to 112 micrograms daily, period. We will repeat the thyroid panel, period.